Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Today's episode title is a play on an old phrase, but one that is packed with meaning and, dare I say it, a warning. I've called this episode, Right Place, Right Time, Wrong Person. Whether we want to acknowledge it or not, there is an element of luck to life. Where you were born, who your parents are, who your teachers are, and a host of other factors all contribute to where we end up in life. And these factors are all out of our control. So while we don't need luck to succeed, it certainly can help. But there's another aspect to success that might be just as important, and that's being ready. As someone once famously said, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. However, answering the door is only half the battle. You must also be prepared to seize that opportunity and make the most of it. In other words, having the right mindset at the right moment can turn even the smallest chance encounter into a life-changing event. Today we'll explore the delicate dance between luck and readiness by diving into an interesting tale from Armenia. Printed before the turn of the 20th century, this story serves as a poignant example of how being at the right place and right time can be the path to success, if you're not the wrong person. Otherwise, it can turn a promising situation into a comedy of errors. Let's unravel the twists and turns of this cautionary tale and see what it can teach us about the interplay of fate, fortune, and capitalizing on the moment. It's titled, The Idiot. Once upon a time, there was a man who inherited much wealth from his father, but who led such an irregular and unwise life that in a short time, he had spent everything, even to the last penny. Then he sat down, folded his arms upon his breast, and sighed as he thought of his unfortunate condition. His father's friends gathered about him to console him. One of them, an old and learned man, said to him, "Son, you have offended your luck, who has run away from you. You would better go after your luck. Perchance you can find it, and, being reconciled with it, become, as before, a fortunate man." The man at once set out and traveled mountains and plains in search of his luck. One night he saw in his dreams that his luck was a human being like himself who had fallen upon his face on the top of a high mountain, sighing and beating his breast all the time, just as he himself had done. On the morrow, he got up and continued his journey toward that mountain. On his way, he met a fairy lion sitting upon a mound of earth beside the road. "Don't be afraid, human being, proceed," said the lion. And when the man approached, he said, "Where are you going?" "I am going to find my luck," said the man. "Good," said the lion, "your luck is very wise. Ask him what is the remedy for my disease. I have been an invalid for 7 years. If you find the right remedy, I will reward you." "Very well," said the man, and went on his way. Soon he came to a very beautiful orchard full of all kinds of fruits. He picked some of the fruits and began to eat, but lo, they were all bitter. Thereupon the gardener came and asked where he was going. "I am going to find my luck," said the man. "Please ask your luck," said the gardener. "What is the remedy for my orchard? I grafted my plants, but it was of no use. I cut down the old trees and planted new ones, but neither did this avail. If your luck can devise some remedy, I will reward you bountifully." The man promised to ask his luck, and again went on his way. Soon he came to a magnificent palace situated in a garden as beautiful as paradise, whose sole inhabitant was a beautiful maiden. "What man are you?" asked the maiden, seeing the man, "and why have you come?" The man told her his story. "You see," said the maiden, "I have this splendid palace and measureless wealth and prosperity. But I have a grief which grows in my heart day and night, and I spend my life sighing all the time. Please ask your luck about me, and if you bring me a device to make me happy, I promise to reward you bountifully." The man promised and went on his way until he came to the mountaintop where his luck had fallen on his face. He described to him his own unfortunate condition and poured out all his grievances. Luck listened to him attentively and said, "Everything may yet be well, seeing that you have come so far in search of me." Then the man asked of Luck the things he had promised to ask, and received answers. "Now will you not come with me?" asks the man. "Go first," said Luck. "I will come after you." The man returned. On his way back, he first met the maiden and said, "Your grief will disappear, and you shall be happy as soon as you marry a young man of your choice." Then he met the gardener and said, "There is gold ore in the spring from which flows the water with which you irrigate your orchard. The plants suck up particles of gold, which causes the fruits to be bitter. You must either irrigate your orchard by the water of some other spring, or take away the ore from the present fountain. Then your fruits will be sweet." Then he came to the fairy lion and told him how he had seen his luck, and what messages he had brought to the maiden and to the gardener. "And what present did the maiden give you?" asked the lion. "She said," answered the man, "that she had fallen in love with me and proposed to marry me, but I refused." "And what reward did the gardener give you?" asked the lion. "He took the gold ore out of the spring," answered the man, "and refining it, prepared a horse load of pure gold. He gave all to me, but I refused, saying that I did not care to trouble myself and carry such a heavy thing so far." "And what remedy did your luck devise for my ailment?" asked the lion. "He said," answered the man, "the moment you devour an idiot's head, you shall be healed." The lion looked the man in the face and said, "By heaven, I cannot find a greater idiot than you on the face of the earth." And striking at his head with his paw, he made one mouthful of it, and the idiot was dead. It's sort of a funny tale, but the lessons it teaches us are pretty serious and can make a world of difference in our lives. These are lessons we should all keep in mind. First off, everyone gets a chance at some point. Whether you're born into privilege or work hard to create your own luck, like the man in our story, no one goes through life without opportunities. They're bound to show up, often more than once. The key is to recognize these moments when they come. You have to keep your eyes open to spot opportunity, or luck, when it presents itself. Just like the young man in our story, the problem isn't that opportunities don't come our way, it's that we often miss them or ignore them because they don't look like what we expected. We think opportunity has to come in a specific form or fit our plans perfectly. If it doesn't, we dismiss it. How silly we can be. And here's the final lesson, the real warning from our story. If you find yourself out of luck and worse off than before, it's probably your own doing. The fairy lion in the tale is like life itself, asking us if we saw the chances offered to us and what we did with them. Were we in the right place at the right time? And did we make ourselves the right person to take advantage of those moments? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tales for Life. Don't forget to subscribe and share. And remember, life is full of opportunities, but it's up to us to be ready and recognize them. As we've learned from the idiot, being in the right place at the right time is only part of the equation. Being the right person to seize those moments is what truly makes the difference. Join me next time as we delve into another story that helps us navigate the journey of life. Until then, stay curious and keep looking for those chances.